and a guy who doesn't need an introduction because I just said his last name is Brad May. He's got a new gig, assistant coach of the Mississauga St. Michael's Majors, a team I'm involved with. He's also on Sportsnet, Hockey Central's panel, and a contestant on this season's Battle of the Blades, and he joins us now. Brad, you are busier than I am. Congratulations.
It's unreal, eh? It's amazing when you go out and when you're farming the community, and certainly such a small community being a hockey player, it's amazing what ends up happening. But I'm very excited. I've actually, in a way, I'm somewhat intimidated by the schedule that I've kind of set up. But to start it off, I'm on Battle of the Blades, and I've traded in my hockey skates for figure skates. So anybody that's out there that wants to make fun of me, I get it. But I'll tell you what, putting on these figure skates, trying to train like figure skaters do, is not as easy as you'd anticipate. And it's been a real learning curve for me, but it's been fun. And finally, I'm getting myself back in shape and fitting in all my nice clothes that I used to have.
Well, I tell you what, Brad, it does get you into shape, because here's one thing about it, regardless of whether it's figure skating or anything that you do at a very high level that other people don't normally do, it does give you an appreciation, doesn't it, for what's involved. You might think and you might get involved and we might say, wow, figure skaters are this or whatever. You get out there and you do it. Same thing for playing hockey or hosting a radio show or being on television like you are now. It's a case, Brad, of you get out there and you realize, you know what, maybe it's not as easy as it looks, eh?
Well, that's for sure. And I think the one thing that's the one difference maker to be successful at anything is the preparation and your willingness to do the extra work. And that's one thing I learned about, of course, the broadcasting profession last year, was the guys that were most prepared obviously come off better and they sound better and they're certainly more informed. So, yeah, for me, I've actually set up the schedule. I know it seems like a ton, but I have understanding from, you know, the people that I'm working for that when I'm with you, I'm going to, you know, give you 100% and be committed to being the best that I can be and helping. So, yeah, so with Battle of the Blades, maybe I'll get back to that. And then, I, of course, being on Sportsnet has been, you know, last year was a great experience for myself and almost therapy for me when I just finished a long career. I just wanted to stay busy and stay involved. And I was working for different networks and seemed like I had to go from one place to the next every day. But the more you work, the better you get and the better you feel. So I'm excited. I've actually agreed to terms on an opportunity and an offer with Rogers Sportsnet to be part of Hockey Central. And with that being said, the question is, how can I be an assistant coach with the St. Michael's Majors, right? Because Battle of the Blades, the commitment there, and then...
Well, it's because you're going to have the Majors logo with you all the time, and it's going to be tattooed on your forehead. Didn't you get that?
Well, you know what, Roger? You're going to help me do that. There's no doubt about it. but the one thing I'd say about that, James Boyd, I met James, and we talked. We have so much in common, and I love his passion and his vision, and he wanted to see if I could help out in any way. And for me, I always thought that I could, you know, give back to the game of hockey and these young players. And they're all so good and so talented and so much better than we were, you know, 20, 25 years ago at the same age. I'd love to give back and teach them a little bit. And I have that opportunity. And it's somewhat of a, you know, kind of a makeshift schedule for me. I certainly don't want to be a distraction to the players or the coaching staff, Kelly Harper and of course, James Boyd. But I'm going to come in when I can, and I'm going to be on the ice in practices when I can, and, you know, an eye in the sky when I'm available and I can do it. But for me, I love the game of hockey, and I just, honestly, I feel like I'm alive again. I feel like I have a purpose and something kind of was ignited in me, and I'm excited.
That's fantastic. Brad May, he's got a lot of gigs. One of them, new assistant coach of the Mississauga St. Michael's Majors. He's a part of the Sportsnet family now on a more regular basis on Hockey Central on their panel, and will be a contestant on this season's Battle of the Blades. I'm Roger Lajoie. Great to have Brad with us, and EJ Raddick coming up a little bit later for some more hockey talk. Shai Davidi to talk about the Blue Jays as well. Brad, it's interesting you touch on that, and I'm so happy as a guy with the majors and delighted you're part of the organization. I speak for James on that. I know that's great. And I know Sportsnet loves you on the panel. And the Battle of the Blades, what a fun thing and a great opportunity for you. But let's take a step back now. Your career is winding down. I mean, you know, some people plan to be coaches. Some people plan maybe to go into broadcasting. I don't know if anybody ever planned to go in the Battle of the Blades, but you have seemed to have, everything has come together so nicely for you. When your career was winding down, when did you realize this? And was there a plan in place for you to do the kind of stuff that, well, looks like you're going to be doing right now?
Well, I would say the media side was somewhat, I don't know if it was a plan, but it was certainly something I aggressively, pursued, and I certainly asked all the questions. And the one thing that we're so lucky of, to be players, we're right in that environment where, the most powerful producers and the people that run the broadcasting and obviously the TV industry, in the radio networks, they're right involved. They're with us. And so I asked the right people. I was around a lot of good ones. I was able to be traded back to Toronto, which I think probably was a catalyst to all of this happening for myself, playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And, having an opportunity to put that jersey on 18 years into my career was extra special, pretty cool for myself. And I played my 1,000th game with Toronto, and Brian Burke and the Maple Leafs, they really care. And I know I can even say it, because I have a history with Brian, playing with them in different teams, three different teams, Anaheim and Vancouver twice, that Brian puts together, great teams. I understand that there's a lot of people out there listening that don't think Toronto's a great team, but I believe, they will be, and under his guidance. But for me, I don't know if there was a plan in place. It's just more about recognizing where you are and being aware of what opportunities are passing you by. And if you have your eyes open and you're aware, you have more opportunity to kind of catch that, almost like a fly net or a fly trap. And that's kind of what's happened for me. And I think Battle of the Blades, because of all those other experiences, it fell in my lap as well. And I'm excited about it. I never thought for one moment I'd ever put a pair of figure skates on. And I've been in hundreds and hundreds of fights and, challenging the toughest guys in hockey and this and that, and being beat up by them as well. And by putting these figure skates on, I'll tell you what, I don't know if I'm going to be more nervous fighting Derek Bugard when I did, or going out performing on figure skates in front of a couple million people. It's quite an opportunity. I'm pretty excited about what's been laid out in front of me. I'm excited. That's one thing I do have, is enthusiasm and energy, so I may as well use it, because last winter I found myself in the afternoons, I did absolutely nothing. I ate more than I should have, and I couldn't fit into my pants, so I'm excited to get back into shape.
Oh, that's exciting for everybody. Brad, I couldn't be happier for you. It sounds great. Why is it that so many of the fighters wind up doing the Battle of the Blades, like Ty Domi? What is the deal with that? Is that something they're going to look for these guys to try to end the stereotype of you guys? Like, that's a commonality we've seen with a lot of the guys in this the couple of years this show's been on the air.
Well, I think there's probably a couple things. I think if we all scored 50 goals, you made enough money that you probably could just ride off in the sunset and live in Hawaii and do whatever you want. For the most part, fighters don't have that luxury. I'd say that's part of it. The other thing I think that the guys and the guys that have done it before me, there's only been two seasons, but of course started with Ty Domi. We've seen Kelly Chase last year, who was a big guy for me that basically talked me into it and told me that I have to get into it. Claude Lemieux was a tough player, and of course Bob Probert, the late Bob Probert. And if those guys can do this and put themselves in a place where they're not comfortable, out of their comfort zone, it's a no-brainer for me to try it. Certainly has no stigma attached to it about being tough as a hockey player and not tough as a figure skater. I think quite honestly, it's the opposite. I think, for all of us to put ourselves out there with the ability to actually embarrass yourself and not be good at something, I think maybe that intangible that tough players have, maybe that fearlessness might be the greatest thing that we have, that, you're not afraid to fail, and that's why more often than not you succeed.
Boy, that's a great, I got to admit, that's a better answer than I thought you were. That's just so true. And I didn't even think of that, Brad, to be honest with you. That's That is very true on all fronts there. Now, finally, what's it going to be like for you when you comment about a guy that you used to play with? I'm sure that's something they talk to you about at Sportsnet, and I've never played athletics at anywhere near the level you have, as have most of the people who do this for a living, Brad. But when your comment comes into it, is that something that you're cognizant and aware of, that, hey, you know, you may have to say some things about some players that you were friends with when you were playing?
We're talking about being an analyst
yes.
on Sportsnet?
Yeah.
You know what? I had a hard time with it last year, starting off. The one thing that was a real advantage for me, I actually worked at CBC, Hockey Night in Canada. I did some radio with Jeff Merrick. I was on their iDesk, which is a computer show that they have. I did Rogers Sportsnet. I did more appearances or more shows than what I signed up for. And I actually had an opportunity to do Leafs TV as well. So I think that was the advantage for me, is because I was on different platforms and I could actually speak, you know, from that angle. And be somewhat where I, when I was with the Leafs, I had to learn how to criticize, but do it in a proper fashion, as opposed to doing it because you don't like somebody or where you're malicious. So I had to learn how to be soft and how to deliver it properly. I think on the radio, you can say whatever you want, and in a lot of cases, you don't have to be accountable other than your name and your, I guess, experiences that preceded you. And then on Rogers Sportsnet, you had to be completely transparent, and you couldn't be biased or one-sided, because you had to have a non-biased approach. So I think all those different platforms for me have helped me. There's a few moments last season where I felt that night, you know, when I was able to, you know, be honest with myself and say what I was thinking, that I took a step forward. And I think there's a few moments last year that I can point to and say that day I got better as a broadcaster. And now I think I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm comfortable with what I feel. And quite honestly, I'm an arm's length away from the players now. I'm a year removed, where I'm not going to be an ass. I'm not going to say the wrong things in the sense to do it maliciously. I recognize everybody's got a mom and a dad, but at the end of the day, we're hockey players. We get paid a lot of money to do the right things. And as an analyst, you got to point out the good and the bad, and you have to be, you know, fair. And I hope I'm better. And I guess in the second year, time will tell.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're delighted to have you at Sportsnet for Hockey Central. I know the Battle of the Blades is looking forward to having you, and so many people will be watching that show. It's phenomenal. And on behalf of the majors, Brad, we couldn't be happier to have you associated with us, because you make our product that much better with the association of your name. So good luck. Look forward to working with you and watching the Battle of the Blades as well, Brad. And you're a good man. Thanks so much. And congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, Roger. The one thing I'd say about St. Mike's, they put on such an amazing event at the Memorial Cup, and a great organization. Obviously, not winning, there's some business left to be done there, and I think it's very cool. I think James Boyd's the right guy, and it's good for me to be in that situation, no question about it. And anybody that's listening, you have to vote for me on Battle of the Blades.
Just make sure you got the majors logo on the show, okay? Thanks, Brad, all the best. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Brad May, new assistant coach of the major Sportsnet personality, Hockey Central, and on the Battle of Blades.